Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Taking your phone calls. I want to get into cybersecurity's framework for total government regulation and control of our lives. I want to get into the bankruptcy of General Motors by design. Mainstream news is starting to finally report that the Cyberbullying Act would absolutely end the First Amendment. Everybody in the Patriot movement's focused on the hate bill, which is important, but it's nothing. Nothing compared to the cyberbullying, so that's all coming up. Right now, let's go back to your calls. Tori in Idaho, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex.
Hi.
Alex, I have a couple questions for you. First of all, my girlfriend's in the military, and she's in the Army Reserve, but she's not active. She's been told, though, that she's set to go to Afghanistan in 2010. Now, if things stay the way that they are and we don't go to war with Pakistan and whatnot, really, my question is, would you suggest that we get her out of the military? Because, I mean, I've heard lots of stories about people getting raped and killed by the private military corporations and whatnot.
Well, there's not lots of stories. I keep getting emails. Well, go ahead and ask your question, and then I'll comment on it.
Okay. Oh, my other one. Now, the price of houses have gone down quite a lot where I live, and I have a relative who is considering whether or not to buy his first house. I'm wondering what your opinion is on that. Like, would it be best to wait until after the depression or the recession, whatever you want to call it?
All right, let me take that second question. That is way too varied. I don't know your area, your county, anything about your real estate history, what type of house they want, what their financial situation is, what their skills are, what their health situation is. I can tell you what I would do. I'm certainly not going to be financially overextending myself in this type of situation. But in a year or two, you're undoubtedly going to end up having even lower real estate prices in most areas of the country. It varies widely. Some places have gone down so fast that they're predicting they may bounce in the next 6 months. But a lot of areas are just beginning to fall. Like they kept saying Austin wouldn't fall. It's fallen close to 35% in the last year alone. And it was one of the slowest to rise because Texas fell so much in the 80s that it didn't rise as much as other parts of the country. But now it's plunging. It was seen as not being too overvalued, but it's plunging right now. So I can't give you advice because I don't know all of the pieces on the chessboard, you know, for your particular friend. Every person has a different battlefield in life they're looking at. As for the first question, I wouldn't join the military. Because this isn't our military anymore, and it's totally bought and paid for by offshore banks, and the head of the Naval War College brags about it. And because of the vaccines they give them, which we know are filled with cancer viruses and soft-killed weapons on record. And yes, thousands of Army investigators alone have been murdered trying to investigate corruption. The military barracks are just rotting and sewage running around on the floor. The airplanes, the seats are collapsing and covered. You know, rats are living on most of the aircraft. For those that don't know, yes, rats and mice get in them. People on a lot of military transports defecate in buckets now because everything's collapsing because the generals don't care. In fact, it's the opposite. The generals and colonels fly around on air-conditioned little pleasure pod, you know, aircraft having sex with their secretaries. I mean, it's just a total corrupt empire imploding. And you saw what happened to Pat Tillman when he tried to speak up and wrote letters home that he was going to come home and expose the war as a fraud. They murdered him. But if she goes AWOL, they're going to give her a dishonorable discharge and come after her Second Amendment. But because she's a veteran, they'll probably do that anyway. So, again, I'm honored that you would ask my opinion, but that is a question you need to decide for yourself, Tori. I appreciate your call. Justin, Alex, Robert, John, and others, your calls are coming up.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, As the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, but since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., we are here live. Jesse Ventura coming up partway into the next hour. Another visit with us. So he was with us about a week and a half ago. I'm going to your phone calls right now. Justin in North Carolina. Justin, you are on the air.
Alex, my friend, how you doing today?
Not too good. I knew they were going to kill General Motors 2.5 years ago from government documents we read on air. And, of course, we got laughed at. And I know they're going to shut down almost every other major U.S. corporation and hand it over to foreign offshore looters. And I just, it's real sad to know they're going to bankrupt the country and turn a bunch of paramilitary police loose on us. And then a lot of cowardly people are going to grovel and do whatever the government tells them for the promise of things getting better when they're only going to get worse. But other than that, I guess I'm doing okay.
Well, what I wanted to call and tell you today, I had two things I want to say. You've been a great inspiration to us here at We Are Change North Carolina. I'm a member and co-organizer of that. And I've got me a radio show starting on Saturday mornings coming up, starting this Saturday. You mind if I throw a quick plug on it real quick?
Sure, go ahead.
All right. It's called Eternal Vigilance with Justin Prim on revolutionbroadcasting.com. They're going to run it from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. First shows this week. I'm extremely proud of the opportunity to get a chance to do this. And Alex Jones is my inspiration, and I appreciate your work. Another thing I wanted to ask you about, Alex, we're talking about the internet cyber thing, the bill that they're getting ready to pass. What do you think they're going to do to try to implicate this? Do you think it's going to be a false flag operation to get the bill passed, like a Cyber Patriot Act? I mean, what's your opinion on this?
Yes, they've already been launching lots of fake staged attacks and then openly admitting they did it. But they'll come out and say a hospital got hacked and somebody was trying to shut off ventilators. An airport got attacked, the FAA. We think it's the Russians. And then months later it comes out in government journals that, oh, that was the cyber command in San Antonio with some of the hackers they've hired testing the defenses. And so I'm going to break all that down at the bottom of the hour. I appreciate your call. I want to cover this properly and try to go over many of the different facets to it. But it's as big as the war on terror. It's as big as Homeland Security. You know, what does Homeland Security mean to you? It means that everything you buy and sell is tracked. Your prescription drugs, when you buy a car, when you rent a car, when you get a hotel room, when you get an apartment. Now when you buy a carton of cigarettes, when you get prescription, you know, everything's being tracked. Homeland Security means that when I go to Port Aransas, Texas, where I've been going since I was a little kid, or where my dad went when he was a little kid, and where his dad went when he was a little kid, there's Homeland Security trucks driving around harassing people and local cops harassing people. And if you try to go to the National Seashore 10 miles away, they got plate scanners and they harass you. It means you live in a third world secret police system. It's like living in Moscow 30 years ago. And they're openly announcing Internet 2, where there will be no free speech. And all these people are emailing me, and I saw comments in Paul Watson's article that was posted on Infowars.com, originally at Prison Planet. But if you want to read the comments, they're up on the Infowars.com versions where I saw it. And it's like, Alex Jones, I know a lot about computers. And let me tell you, they're not going to shut down the Internet. They can't. The Internet was designed to be able to take a nuclear attack from Russia, and you can't shut it down. Yes, that's what DARPA set it up for in the 60s, the intranet. And yes, the White House in the 80s had the Internet. And yes, it became popularized in the early 90s. But the whole point, one facet on the Swiss Army knife of tyranny, one of the little doohickeys, one of the little gizmos, one of the little widgets on the Swiss Army knife that has 1,000 heads, openly, AP, Mother Jones, I even printed these articles this morning to cover them here later. The White House announces their goal, number one goal of Cybersecurity Act is, quote, to be able to shut off the Internet. That's the whole announcement. The power to tax is the power to destroy. The power to shut down is the power to destroy. It's like Baron Harkonnen in the Dune books, which they put in the film, not in the books. The heart plug. Oh, everyone gets one around here. Don't worry. They want a heart plug on the Internet. You just pull the plug, tears open a big patch in the heart, the blood spills out. America's just having its heart plug installed. Don't feel bad. Everyone gets one. Maybe we'll play a clip when we go live at PrisonPlanet.tv of someone having their heart plug pulled. It's freedom. Let me get it through your head out there. I don't get up here and make stuff up. I don't get up here and say GM's going to go bankrupt 2.5 years ago in the next 2 to 3 years, and then read government documents on air because I'm trying to scare you. I get up here because that's what they were planning, stating they were going to move it to Brazil and China. On record. I don't get up here and tell you they're going to set up youth brigades, which they're now openly announcing. I put this in my film Police State 2000, released in early 1999, because it was government documents. They're now announcing they're going to take blood at DMVs around the country. That's in my first film made in 1997. I said, here's the executive order. We don't know if they're going to implement it, But here's the executive order. People say, oh, you said they'd be taking blood and urine at DMVs. Where is it? That was 13 years ago. My point is, they passed the criminal executive order. And now they're announcing. See, I'm already getting into cybersecurity from that fellow's question. Let's take some calls and I'll get into it. I need to do it all at one time. The open announcement is for its safety, all internet hubs, all telecommunications centers will have federal boxes in them that everything by federal law is hardwired into so that the feds can shut down any part of the web or the entire web whenever and however they want. This is announced by them. Stop living in denial. This is the whole point. This is what Jay Rockefeller, the senator, said in the hearings. We've played the video here. We don't have time to live in denial anymore. There is a new world order. There is a European Union. There is an American Union. They are bankrupting the dollar. The police have been militarized. They are spying on you without warrants. This is the Telecommunications Act of 1996, Part 2. The Telecommunications Act of 96 openly stated that they would give $5 billion, then it became $9 billion. That's how the cost overruns. By federal law, that all telecommunications hubs, internet, phone, cell phone, fax, satellite, have whole floors that everything is run through, that the NSA runs and has its own personnel in. As I always said before it came out in the news a year ago, in my films, on record, I said the phone companies aren't wiretapped. The phone companies are the wiretap. I'll just cover cybersecurity now and then get into your calls. I kind of hesitate to even get into it because there's so many. You know what? No. At about 40 after, I'm going to get into cybersecurity. I want to take calls now. I need to go over my notes and make sure I present it all. Now I'm going to repeat some of what I've said. The issue here is that on record, they openly wiretapped everything in 96. And so you notice that if you go back to the articles in the first few weeks of 9/11, they said, oh, the NSA got all the chatter and all the intercepts of this terror attack that was about to happen, but were ordered to stand down. And the NSA and CIA and FBI people that tried to do their job, they either got killed or were reprimanded, and those that blocked them and ordered them to stand down got record cash bonuses. We cover that in 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, the first 9/11 film and still one of the seminal 9/11 films. The proof's in the pudding. We know what we're talking about. So then they said, oh, we just started spying on you after 9/11 to stop Al-Qaeda. We don't listen to U.S. citizens without warrants. And then the NSA employees go public and say, we listen to Americans' phone sex. We listen for business reasons. We listen to everything you do. Of course they do. And then Obama gets up and says, I'm not listening to your phone calls and emails. We're not. Oh, no. We just need to protect you from the Russians and the Chinese. That has nothing to do with it, ladies and gentlemen. The Russians and the Chinese certainly are trying to figure out the systems over here. The globalists built and designed the systems they use over there and are in all their systems. All the big IT experts outside of government say this cybersecurity thing will make identity theft even worse. They know that. That's how they're going to push for the chip. They know the cashless society causes all the theft. They know big banks releasing blocks of data causes over 90% of credit card theft. They know they cause the crisis and offer the solution. Then their solution makes things worse. They offer the next solution. And so, yes, they can shut down the free internet in China. They can shut it down in Australia, as the government has announced. They're not even putting a spin on it in Australia, and now they're setting it up here. The companies based here are the ones that set it up in China. We'll be right back.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Man thinks, cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he please, and if things don't change soon.
Okay, Rick in California disagrees, he goes ahead of the line. Rick, go ahead.
Oh, first I'd like to say I'm one of your biggest fans. I had your back up in Denver carrying the camera when you were going at it with Michelle Malkin, and I was there when you pointed out the obelisk to the other person with me around the square there. But we had a disagreement in the past, and it's taken me 90 days how to get to the bottom of this disagreement. And what I would like to do is go off air, talk to Aaron or somebody, and tell him how to nail this witness who was used to perpetrate a big lie on 9/11 in an area of 9/11 that was very shrouded in mystery, and how to nail him in this lie. And I don't want to talk about it on the air because I want you guys to have the scoop on it.
Okay, well, Aaron is at lunch.
Is there somebody else I can give the info to?
Sure. Give it to John Harmon right now. Anything else, sir?
That's it.
Okay, well, I don't know what we disagree about, but thank you. I appreciate it. John, will you get the info from him? I'm not whining, though. People get mad that I don't follow this lead or that lead. I'm completely overwhelmed to the point of where I'm almost spinning my wheels half the time. I try to do too much. I need to just focus in on key points, filmmaking, doing the radio show, covering the news. But I do love all the tips we get. Let's go to Alex in Texas. Yeah, Alex in Texas is next. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
All right. I had a question to ask you. I was been doing some investigating for a while, you know, about the globalist agenda, and I want to know what exactly is Project Bluebeam.
Project Bluebeam, and parts of it have been declassified, and it's been reported on by a lot of people that have defected from the New World Order to stage a second coming of Christ, of Buddha, of Muhammad, or of space aliens. And this has been in the mainstream news. Part of its giant hologram machines that can project, you know, 1,000-foot-tall flying saucer or Jesus or whatever they want. And the Pentagon's looked at that to disorient or, you know, make a military stand down or a domestic population stand down. And Project Bluebeam is very, very real.
Very, very real, you say. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And along those same lines, Alex, talk about Project Bluebeam. Larry King on CNN and others, we've played the clips here on air. They'll say, tonight, giant cigar-shaped flying saucers over Utah and Arizona. And then they show the video, and it's up close, you know, shot with a telephoto video lens, of a blimp. It's got the propellers. It's got the four rudders on the back. It's got the surveillance blisters on it, the equipment. We've got the MSNBC articles where Homeland Security launched these in the last decade. They fly around at 100,000 feet. But see, the media, though, talk about conspiracy theorists. They won't say what it is because that's national security. They'll say it may be an alien when any moron with a telescope can look at it and say that's a blimp. These are unmanned robotic blimps. But and the public says there's no such thing as a robotic aircraft. I mean, I still get that. I mean, the public is really behind the eight ball here, but it's a religion of denial. It's a religion of living in their turtle shells. And so there's Project Bluebeam right there. But, you know, that goes back to the 40s when people would see a supersonic jet or they'd see a, V-shaped bomber and they'd tell them, oh, we didn't, that wasn't an Air Force aircraft. You must have seen an alien. Yeah, I saw an alien. And then we are the conspiracy theorists because we're saying most of this isn't space aliens. Let's go ahead and talk to Robert in Texas. Robert, you're on the air.
Am I on?
Yes, sir.
It's nice to talk to the legendary Alex Jones once again.
Oh, please. Come on.
Okay, let me do a couple of things real quick. I wanted to plug my channel real quick, if that's okay. I am carrying Alex Jones content on there since they banned your channel. I know you got it back on there, but it is Funkmaster 5 on YouTube, just in case anybody wants to check it out. And another thing I was going to ask, do you know the Dionysus connection with the Bohemian Grove and the song that they chose?
Well, number one, the Bohemian Grove was set up in 1873, and they've had a ton of secret publications, a lot of which have been sold by their widows or children. You can get thousands apiece for them. I'm not saying you're doing this. I constantly, though, get calls going, you didn't cover this ritual they do, or you didn't cover this statue or that statue. The place is 2,700 acres. They've published thousands of things, so I don't know about it. But tell me when we get back what you're discussing and where I can find out more. Enlighten us on the other side. I'm going to take a few more calls after that. Then I'm going to break down the cybersecurity takeover. This is big, really important. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. EcoloBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing chance at bliss, another.
Robert in Texas still. Okay, make your point about Bohemian Grove.
Okay, the opening song that they choose for the cremation of care is entitled Beethoven's Symphony Number 7. Now, an alternate title for that is Under the Sign of Dionysus. Dionysus is the Greek god, which actually predates Greece, which represents a couple things. Fertility, for one, which is tied in with sacrifices. And another one is casting aside oneself and worries to become drunk and promiscuous without, you know, caring about any of the consequences. And that is directly tied, and it is the inspiration behind that song that they chose. It just shows, you know, that they do everything for a reason. And
yes, you refresh my memory. Yes, I am aware of that. I thought you were talking about some publication or something, and they've got so many I can't keep track of it all. And they've also got a giant Buddha in there. They do rituals, too. They've got some Catholic statue in there. I mean, I was in there 4.5 hours, and only part of that while it was daylight, probably about 2 hours of daylight. And I was walking by the camps, and its names like Lost Boys, Dragon. It's all occultic and skulls, big signs with skulls on them, and Lafitte the Pirate, and just the whole thing is occult. But that entire ritual, they first address the owl as a female deity, then as a male deity. They say, let the spirits of those past Grove members now be conjured and be here. And you know, we've had a lot of different mainline professors who study ancient religions look at it, and they say it's a mixture of a whole bunch of different Babylonian, Greek, you name it. And you know, the owl was Lilith. The owl was also another Greek goddess, but they also address it in some of their literature as Moloch, who was a bull. Yes, we know that Moloch was a bull, not an owl. The point is they go through an hour and a half ritual addressing it as different gods, really. And that's the point I try to make in the Order of Death film. It's a DVD combo. It has the updated, expanded, original Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove in the 46-minute film Order of Death with the reinfiltration of Chris Jones, who's now in prison. They set him up for going in there. Some of the protests and things that happened there that Ed Homan shot video of, where the people protesting it are doing a ritual. I mean, it's just all ritual, all religion, and the media tries to deny that and say, oh, they're just having a play. I was in that crowd. They were taking it deadly, deadly serious. And then they also, when they talk about care, there are several boxes in the book of Faust, you know, the supposed Dark Ages German who conjures the devil. And Faust really existed. You know, the question is it, you know, kind of like Robin Hood existed, but all this lore gets added to it. And the Dr. Faust makes a deal with the devil. And they put care in a box. And that's the thing that the devil's always trying to seal up is Dr. Faust's conscience. So it has Faustian stuff mixed in. It's just from one end to the other. It is occultic, all about getting rid of your cares, getting rid of your conscience, and kind of like a voodoo ritual as well. They know they've got all this bad karma, all this bad hoodoo coming at them, all this bad reap what you sow, all this bad stuff coming back on them. So they put it on the effigy of the child that they burn to the owl, to the bull, and then they put out different literature showing it being a demon, a horned devil, an owl, a bull, stomping on a bloody child. You know, we've gotten some of their internal literature. So this idol is like a super idol. It's a Babylon mystery school whore. But they generally, two-thirds of the time, they address it as a female. So it is a goddess. And I appreciate your call. Thank you so much, Robert. John in Florida. John, you're on the air.
Hey, yep. Yeah, like, listen, man, you're the man. That's like what they say, you know. But
please, folks, I've got to start a dittos thing or something. You're the man, and I'm just doing my job, and I'm another example of what you can do if you take action. All of you can take action as well. Go ahead.
I grew up in one of the three counties in West Virginia, and this guy wrote the book, Bloodletting in the Coldfields. It's about the mine wars, and it just shows you say the New World Order now was the conquistadors or whatever, and then, back in 1914, it was another Pinkerton army came in there, actually came into the three counties, it was a 100,000-man army, and they confiscated 1 million rounds and 100,000 guns. They had machine guns. And they actually had a war there where the book let out that there was more shots went off in those three counties than in the Spanish-American War. And that just shows you when they get motivated, when they really want something, they're going to go after it. I mean, that was a little bit long ago, maybe 1914 or whatever.
And who was involved in that, the Rockefeller family and the Hearst family, that owns Poplar Mechanics, that attacks and demonizes patriots today?
Well, you know who the governor, it was started about in the 70s and the 80s. The governor finally came down there, And they said Jay Rockefeller spent it all. He spent $12 million just trying to get elected governor of West Virginia.
Well,
and,
he's senator now.
That's a people, though, that stood up. They didn't stand down.
Absolutely. God bless you. You know, that's a great example. After World War II, there was a famous town in Tennessee. We should do a whole show on this. When they came back home, and the cops were taking their property and pulling them over and writing them tickets and raising their taxes and bossing them around and setting up checkpoints, and the governor wouldn't kick them out, so the World War II vets went in there and kicked the police out and had a big shootout with them. And the feds had to back off and say they did the right thing. Pinkerton Security, along with other private groups in Michigan and West Virginia and Colorado, in New York and New Jersey, all over the country, from the 1860s right through into the 30s. I mean, there are hundreds of cases where they would, with machine gun, whole crowds down. They would come into mining camps in Colorado where the people own the land, and they would kill every man, woman, and child. I mean, they'd ride three-year-olds down on horseback. They did it all. And that's what Blackwater is. That's what private mercenary armies are. I mean, the British landed in one landing 17,000 German soldiers in 1776 up against Washington's 5,000. 17,000 Germans alone. And it's the same thing. It was the German king, George III, called on his cousins over in Germany. He was German, to bring them over, and they did. Now, the Hessians real fast said, these people got a better deal than I got. They were brought up as slaves. They were brought up, but not chained as slaves, under mind control, under cultural mind control, that they worked as slaves, as farmers, but that they had to go to these military academies, and that they were property. White slaves. In one landing, there were over 50,000 Hessians conservatively used in the war here by the British. They used 17,000 in their attempt to take New York. 17,000 Hessians. And, yes, they are, that's all the police are now. And when you hear about NORTHCOM, they just plan on using regular army and regular Marines and militarized paramilitary local police against the American people. They've openly announced it. They're openly setting a precedent right now to use them against us. Now, the good news is every time they tried to use Pinkerton and other private security firms and government organizations, and they use the army against the bonus marchers, every time they do that, it blows up in their face and they've got to end up backing off. Yeah, you can mow us down. Yeah, you can commit more Wacos, and you can make movies about it and try to legitimize it. It still wakes people up, and in the end, you lose. And Pinkerton were thugs then. They're thugs now. Cold-blooded, murdering thugs. That's the same thing that Blackwater Worldwide's doing all over the planet right now. They work for the people that are bringing down this country. That's why there's 200,000 contractors for the 150,000 U.S. troops in Iraq. And, you know, I got more emails saying, what's this in the Obama deception? You say over a million dead Iraqis. Well, in 2005, the Lancet Journal said 450,000 dead. In 2006, it said 600,000+ dead. In 2007, it said 800,000+ dead. In 2008, it said over a million dead. You can just Google Lancet Survey Iraq Dead. But I get these emails going, well, our news only says 100,000 dead Iraqis. And our news only says 4,600 dead U.S. troops. Well, our media also tells us that having the NSA spy on every one of us without warrants is constitutional. look, this is tyranny, plain and simple. Okay, I said I'm going to cover cybersecurity news. This is big news. Then I'm going to go to John and Ingrid and Jeff and CJ and Steve and others. But I tell you, I may get rid of this 5-6 year rule I've had of people that disagree. More like a 10 year rule, the more I think about it. Go to the head of the line, because they usually just use it as a trick. They usually just use it as a trick to get on air first. And I always find callers that disagree are more interesting, just because they're usually so out of left field, if they actually disagree. So we'll see if Jeff does coming up. He just walked in. Rob Dew just walked in and gave me this story. Military recruiter killed in Arkansas shooting. One Army recruiter was killed, Bunny, and a second was wounded in a shooting at a recruiting office. And the suspect was arrested, police said. Police Lieutenant Terry Hastings said the recruiter was shot when a man in a black SUV opened fire on the office in Little Rock about 10:30 a.m. Vehicle was stopped on the interstate 6:30 a short time later, and the suspect was taken into custody. Hastings said the suspect pulled over and surrendered without incident. Police said they found an assault rifle in the vehicle. Hastings said he did not know whether the recruiting office was specifically targeted or was randomly chosen. Hastings said shortly after noon, the investigators had not yet questioned the suspect, and the police were still processing evidence from the crime scene. As a precaution, police also called a bomb squad because they said there were packages in the SUV. Hastings said a robot would open the packages. Authorities did not immediately identify either of the victims of the suspect. You know, I remember 5 years ago we started getting the reports out of Houston and Denver and other big cities where they'd go in and tell 16-year-olds, you sign this contract agreeing to join the military or we're going to have you arrested. And then the media denied that was the case. They said, oh, no, the military aren't doing that. And then it came out that it was recorded them doing it. And then I said, you watch, they will promote these sergeants that are doing this. And sure enough, they've promoted them everywhere. And then now the feds get to go in and recruit and threaten and push in every public school in the country, kids as young as 5 years of age. And a bunch of U.S. cities are saying, you're not going to do that in our public schools, taking local control over. I mean, are these local schools or not? And Obama's pushing to make that illegal. So I wonder if this is tied into that. Or I wonder if it's a drug deal gone bad, or you never know. Government's so corrupt. Or you never know if one of the guys at the recruiting station had gone out with the guy that shot his wife. I mean, we're just speculating. But you better believe, in this case, they're going through the guy's computer right now, hoping he visited my website. In fact, that's in my stack. I'll get to it in the last hour. There was the case over the weekend in Kansas of an individual going to a local church where a famous abortionist was a deacon and shooting him once, killing him. Then the guy left and the police were waiting on the highway by his house and arresting him without incident. They're now pointing out that it's a militia member. Former militia member arrested back in, I believe it says, 96. And you better believe the first thing the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center are doing is going to the thousands of sites that guy's visited. That if he visited Infowars.com and I'm on the radio in Kansas City, the first thing they're going to do is hang that around my head. Because they're scared of this show, folks, because we're telling it like it is. They want to set a precedent to shut me down. Now, that said, remember John Brown, who in Kansas, they've got no fewer than 14 statues? I looked it up this morning at the State House, you name it. John Brown, the abolitionist, killed a whole bunch of people, slave owners. He massacred 9 in Kansas, 9 slave owners, killed them dead in a hammer, shot them through, then led an army of white abolitionists and blacks on an armory in another state, killed a bunch of people. And the state honors him for assaulting the military and police and killing them. And they got statues for him all over Kansas. Now, I'm not defending John Brown. Abraham Lincoln, you know, said that he was a misguided soul. But you got to ask why state houses and why county seats all over the country and why black community centers all over the country have statues to John Brown, who went around killing white slave owners. Now, are those blacks human beings? Yes, they are. Are those babies human beings? See, this is the warped situation. If we win and defeat the New World Order and stop the killing, 50-plus million babies, is that enough? Will there be statues to this guy? I'm only asking the question. I don't think people should go around killing abortionists because it'll make them into victims, and that's the only way they're going to be able to continue peddling their trade. I'm believing what Gandhi said and put out, and you point out there are a bunch of eugenicists, that it was passed, that Hitler started abortions in Germany, that the eugenicists over here pushed it, then we can defeat it that way. But then you got to say John Brown's bad too.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Due to recent events related to the H1N1 virus, the Center for Disease Control has issued a public health emergency across the United States.
What can you do to prepare yourself from potential airborne threats?
Using patented technology developed for NASA, ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers sanitize and protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, salmonella, contaminants from chemtrails, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces.
With no filters to replace ever, you save money.
Prepare yourself today. Truthful answers to your questions and concerns can be found at ZeroFlu.com. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 1-888-766-6066. 1-888-766-6066. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv in 6 minutes when we start the third and fourth hours. Governor Jesse Ventura joining us partway into the next hour. For an hour, and we'll be taking your phone calls. Look, there's going to be confrontation. Our way of life's being destroyed. Classical tyranny's being set up with a high-tech overlay. And integration. And the establishment knows the people are going to fight back. despite all the drugs and the food and water, despite the entertainment, despite the fact that they're hypnotized, large portions of the public are going to resist. And so they're putting in a highly organized and focused control grid to oppress you and control you. I did want to point out to listeners that we're going to have a monthly DVD arsenal of the best 2 hours of the last month of the live TV show and some other little extras and things, like our visit to the tent cities in Northern California and Southern California. And the first month of the DVD arsenal is David Icke, Joe Rogan, Alan Watt, Gerald Celente, and Austin Police Chief Art Acevedo. These are really well done, $14.95, available at InfoWars.com. It starts shipping out on Wednesday, the Reflections and Warnings, that last interview with Aaron Russo. It's got about 10 extra minutes of the interview we never released. And then I update things with the latest info dealing with the New World Order. It's a great little presentation. We're going to start putting out more and more, not just official films, but also little DVD releases for folks that are always asking for more from us. And these are great tools to wake people up. So you can order both the DVD arsenal and the Aaron Russo film at InfoWars.com. It ships out on DVD starting, I'll go ahead and start shipping out tomorrow, a day early. You can also see it up at PrisonPlanet.tv right now. Folks can, who are PrisonPlanet.tv members, can see the Aaron Russo piece, Reflections and Warnings. I want to thank all the PrisonPlanet.tv members. One other thing I want to do is thank some of the sponsors that make this radio show possible. One of them's eFoods Direct. You know, we don't have to remind you that you need food to survive. Our biggest sponsor, eFoods Direct, is the longest continually operating affordable foods company in the nation. They also happen to be true patriots and have supported the freedom movement for years and years. They have the highest quality food, non-GMO, non-hybrid, at the best prices, no MSG, no fillers. With the looming food shortages in the current economy, it's important, it's imperative that you make sure that you and your family are prepared with non-GMO, good, clean, storable foods. Give them a call at 1-800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at E, that's the letter E, foodsdirect.com, or 1-800-409-5633. One of the other sponsors I wanted to tell the listeners about is Ecola Blue, an atmospheric water generator for your home. Pays for itself in 1 year if you buy your water from the store. It's pure, clean water without the fluoride and limited water from the humidity in the air. No well, no tap, no nothing. Just out of the air. Know exactly what you're drinking. The machine produces up to 7.5 gallons per day. The generated water is passed through 7 filters, including reverse osmosis and carbon. Simple to use. No chemicals, pollutants, or toxins. Neutral pH. Your own source of clean drinking water. How the filtering process works, the water is passed through an active carbon filter, then a silver impregnated carbon filter, then a reverse osmosis system, then a taste and odor removal filter, and is stored in a tank illuminated by antibacterial, antifungal UV light. EcolaBlue.com or 800-691-6043. Okay. I know we got loaded phone lines here, and I got Jesse Ventura coming up in about 20 minutes. And I said I'd get into the cybersecurity thing and all this other GM going bankrupt and all of it. We'll come back. We'll come back in 70 seconds. It's time to do that.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.